Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Thanks to all of you who have already called in. This is our first day of the Pledge Drive, so please support public radio, this public radio station, this community radio station, which airs a lot of public radio programming. And, of course, we have these live public affairs programs. We do have a show goal today, and we'd like to meet that. So, and we have a very special thank you gift, which we will talk about in a few minutes. Today, the show is going to be a lot of fun because I have in the studio Dulcie Taylor. Dulcie Taylor is the owner of Old Town Framing, but she's also the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. And the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association does a lot of fabulous things to keep our local downtown vibrant and alive. And they are also coming up with an incredible sixth annual Jane Barnes Review. We're going to find out what that's all about in this program today. So in the studio, we have Dulcie Taylor. She is the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. Hi, Dulcie.
Hi, Donna.
Glad you're here today.
You have to say that over and over again, don't you?
I do.
Astoria Downtown Historic District.
All right. Well, then, all right. Can we use the acronym? Can we say, from now on when I say ADHDA, I mean Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. Is that okay? Can we do that?
That's brilliant.
I also have the luminous Elena Garner. Elena is the executive director of the ADHDA. Hi, Elena.
Hi, how are you doing?
Excellent. And for folks who don't know about Dulcie or about Elena, we're going to learn a little bit about them before we start talking about ADHDA. Dulcie Taylor, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
Well, you already said that I'm the owner of Old Town Framing.
Yes.
And I've had the store for approximately 9 years. I've been in a story for 9.5 years. I moved here from Seattle and fell in love with Astoria. So then I joined the ADHDA, the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. And I've been president for approximately 5 years.
Well, and you brought such a great energy. Our downtown association, I remember many, many years ago, over a dozen years ago, there were very few folks in attendance. It was really kind of, it was a little disorganized, let's say. And you have brought in enthusiasm, excitement, great ideas. And now the first Friday morning of the month, meetings that you have
right
at
8:30 at Baked Alaska.
At 8:30 at Baked Alaska, that is the place to be. If you want to know who the movers and shakers are in Astoria, you want to know what's going on, then you go to the ADHDA meeting.
And typically, if you want to have a good laugh, because we try to have a little bit of fun at those meetings too, getting a lot of good information.
That's right.
From our community.
Yes, it's educational information, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's true. Elena, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
I am Elena Garner. I've been with the Downtown Association for a little over 2.5 years now. I moved most recently to Astoria from La Grande in Eastern Oregon. I was working with their Main Street program through AmeriCorps and the RARE organization, which Astoria used as well prior to me getting here. Born and raised in Virginia, but I think I'm officially an Oregonian. So it's been a wonderful 2.5 years. I've really enjoyed working with Dulcie and our board. We have 4 wonderful committees, and all the variety of projects that we have going on all year long always keeps me busy, and it's a great way to really get to know the community as well, and working with all the downtown businesses. And yeah, it's just,
absolutely,
can't believe it's been 2.5 years already.
well, I think, you know, it's really, being an Astorian is a state of mind. You can move here, and if you become engaged in the community, if you volunteer, if you have a heart of service, there's a place for you here. And so you are Astorians. We can all be Astorians.
Right.
We care, if you care about Astoria. So let's talk a little bit about what the mission of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association is, ADHDA. You're a nonprofit 501c3.
Yes.
So people make donations, people can become members. Let's hear a little bit about the history of that organization.
Well, do you want to talk a little bit about the history? I mean,
Well, just a brief history is that the ADHDA has been around since the 80s. And like you said, it has had its ups and downs. And about 7 years ago, a new board came in and started doing some moving and shaking. And we almost immediately reinstated ourselves as a Main Street community, an Oregon Main Street community, which is a national organization, and then moved pretty quickly up the ladder from
transforming to performing.
So the RARE volunteers helping us get a staff person was integral to that. Elena was a RARE. Blair Burglar was a RARE, and that got us going. So we could get our committees going, get some fun events started so that we could do some fundraising, membership, and kind of start participating in downtown again.
Well, the responsibilities for mm-hmm. the Astoria Historic Downtown Association are...
Well, so we follow the Main Street approach, which Dulcie mentioned is a national approach to downtown revitalization. It started in the late 70s, early 80s, when sprawl was really becoming a bigger issue. Downtowns were dying, and so it was this kind of group that came together that said, we need to bring people back to downtown, and how do we do that? So working with the Oregon Main Street program, the National Main Street program, we've been building the organization on these four principles, which focus on promotion, design, organization, and business development. And that's how all of our committees and projects are structured. And for us, our common goal and mission is encouraging community involvement and investment in preserving the character of historic downtown Astoria while promoting its health and future. So using this four-point approach, really tailoring it to our community is what we've been doing. And having fun along the way.
So most of the downtown businesses are members?
Some of them are.
Okay, we hope that all of them will eventually be members, yes?
Being downtown, being that we're a 501c3 nonprofit, being in the downtown core, you are a part of the downtown association in that, when we do downtown cleanups and things like that, it's really for the greater good of downtown and the community. Being a paid member, you can be anyone. You can be a business, you can be an individual, a family.
And it's only $100 a year.
It's $100
a member for the whole year.
And what that membership is, it's saying you support downtown and what we're doing and you want to be a part of that greater conversation and goal of what we're working towards.
Some people say, why should we be a member of the Downtown Association? Because we have a viable business that has customers coming in every day. And my response to that is that if Astoria, as it once was dirty and unsafe, and if we didn't have, we do a lot of promotional events that get people off the hill, as I like to say, people off the hill, to come downtown and realize that we do have a viable, robust downtown. So if we didn't have that, then people might not be coming into your store if we weren't doing the good things that we're doing.
Well, you all, I know, encourage, the beautiful planters, trees. There are discussions about how does the downtown look.
We encourage people to paint their buildings, and we help them get grants from the state of Oregon, SHPO, if they have those kind of things coming up. We have a lot of resources through our connection with the Main Street program that help us help people do things to their buildings and encourage them just to beautify and even window displays. Mm-hmm. And
you have informational seminars too. Mm-hmm. Like you just had one last night. Let's hear what happened last night.
So last night we had our fifth NED Talk, and that is something the Business Development Committee started about a year and a half ago to do more community and business outreach. And last night's topic was focusing on essentially the future of downtown and narrowing the lens of our business community and our infrastructure and how to what the community wants and what are they shopping for downtown and what are they not shopping for downtown? What are they saving up for, to buy online or when they go into Portland or other areas? And so it was a great conversation. Dulcie was there.
It was great. It was packed house at the Columbia Hall. And this is an award-winning program, I might add, recognized by the Oregon Main Street people it's new program, NED Talks, TED Talks, that kind of connection.
Right, but NED meaning?
Novel Efforts Downtown.
So a NED Talk, that's something that you all have put on, you won an award for.
Mm-hmm.
And people are very enthused because people need, just because people have a business doesn't mean that they understand how to do marketing, how to bring people into the business, how to keep the downtown alive and vibrant, and what do we need downtown. I think we're so lucky to have JCPenney's.
Yeah.
And one of the other things, things about the Downtown Association is that it networks you with other business owners downtown and other people, I mean, just citizens, but mostly business owners. We have a lot of events that tie business to business. Like we have this event coming up for Easter called Shop and Hop. So it's basically you're tying business together. Elena can tell a little bit about how it works, but it's brilliant. I mean, we do that all the time, tying, if I don't have something at Old Town Framing, it behooves me and my customer to know where you might find that in downtown Astoria, because people don't always know where to go.
That's absolutely true. And there are members. You don't have to, again, have a store downtown to be a member. If you have a business anywhere in this area and you want to be a member, and again, if you're just a citizen and you say, I want to be involved and engaged, because you do occasionally use volunteers.
Definitely.
And the committees that you have that are functional right now, that are busy and active, are there's a business development committee.
Yes. Design
committee,
promotion, and organization. And so each of those, so the organization committee is kind of the backbone. They're the behind the scenes. They're our fundraising, membership, volunteer recruitment. That's kind of their primary focuses. Our promotions committee, we do a variety of promotional events. Dulcie mentioned the Shop and Hop. That kicks off on Friday, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But we also do seasonal events throughout the year. We started doing Plaid Friday a couple years ago, and Small Business Saturday during the holiday season. We help decorate downtown during the holidays.
Santa.
Then our design committee, that's really where we focus more on the aesthetics of downtown. That's where the encouraging businesses to paint their building, or property owners to paint their buildings, the landscaping, just the overall look and feel of downtown. And then our business development committee is focusing on our current businesses and also future businesses. And that's kind of what the NED Talk was focused on last night, is what
would we like to see in downtown
Astoria? Exactly.
Right. And you do these wonderful events for the community, which are fundraisers, and they're also a lot of fun. You do the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, which is in the fall.
Exactly.
Which is very well attended and a great time for everyone. And what we're going to be talking about and focusing on pretty soon here is the upcoming Jane Barnes Review, and we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and guess what? I have two tickets here that the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association has graciously given to the station. So if you call and pledge your support, become a member, or I think that this is for it's a value of, if you pledge for $100, you get two tickets. And what is the Jane Barnes Review, and when is it happening?
April 2nd. April 2nd coming
Saturday,
up. Saturday, April 2nd, the day after April Fool's Day, which is perfect. It is at the Event Center on 9th Street.
Thank you.
I always forget that street. The tickets are flying out the door, so.
So that's right. We may have the only two tickets that eventually you'd be able to get, actually.
Perhaps.
Because if you don't know what the Jane Barnes Review is, we'll be talking about it, but think of the upstanding citizens and men of the community.
And women
of the community. How do we say it? In drag.
Yes.
Dressed up in very cool costumes with a lot of hilarity and marching and prancing and singing and dancing and just really fun stuff.
Indeed. We try to sugarcoat it with some topsy-turvy dressing opposite, but basically it's a drag show,
and it is so much fun.
But it's not a professional drag show.
That's what makes it even more fun, because you don't know what's going to happen. It's great. It's
exactly.
Very. It's such a community, and people are so supportive of this.
Yes.
And we're right now at the middle of the program. So you are listening to KMUN 91.9. This program is Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, I'm talking with Dulcie Taylor. She is the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, and Elena Garner, who is the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, also known as ADHDA. And it is also our pledge drive. The phone number is 503-325-0010. If you call now, you can score two tickets to the Jane Barnes Review coming up on Saturday, April 2nd. It is a not-to-be-missed event. It sells out every year, and it is, you will laugh. Like, you know, we all need to laugh more. Children laugh so much. Adults, we don't laugh as much. But this is a hilarious, fabulous event, and it's for a great cause. So call 503-325-0010 right now to support public programming, to become a member, to renew your membership, and to show your support for this community radio station, which makes life here in the Columbia Pacific region so interesting, so unpredictable, so vibrant, and
informative.
And informative, yes. So please call 503-325-0010. We need to meet our show goal, and we need to have a phone call. So really appreciate it if someone calls right now, please, please, please. And you can also get tickets for Jane Barnes Review.
And Donna Quinn, I do want to add, the tickets are for 21 and up.
So okay,
this
sorry,
is a 21 and up
say that.
Event.
All right.
Yes,
21
just
and up.
Put that
all right.
Out there.
That's right, right, right. And I think so. Okay, so let's talk about the Jane Barnes Review. First of all, there may be some listeners who don't know who Jane Barnes was. So let's talk about Jane Barnes.
So Jane Barnes was the first Caucasian woman that set foot in Astoria. She was brought over by Donald McTavish, I think, mm-hmm. and spent some time here and then left.
Okay,
so
she has quite the story to tell.
Well, there is a story. There are rumors of stories that she was a barmaid in London and was approached by John McTavish to come over to an unknown territory and stayed here. Donald died in the river, and she was adopted by some other person. And then ultimately she was found in favor of the son of Chief Comcomly. And he wanted her to be his wife, and she didn't really like that idea, so she got on a boat and left.
Okay, but she was the first white woman here, so she made a mark here in the community.
Right. Well, I guess she made a mark. Apparently she made a mark, yeah.
She made a mark for us.
Okay, so how did this event, which is a fundraiser for the Downtown Association, called the Jane Barnes Review, come to be?
So in 2010, we were at a, Tiffany Estes and I, Butler, were at a Main Street conference. And we were just learning the ropes of having, doing fundraising and getting the ADHDA back on its feet. And so this little lady from Iowa got up on the stage and said, you know what we did in our town? We put our men in dresses and had a fashion show, and it was funny, and it was good, and we raised some money. And Tiffany and I looked at each other and went, that would totally work in Astoria. So we came home. I started recruiting. That was in October. In April, we had put on a show. And
it was tie in with the bicentennial.
It was tied in with the bicentennial. It was the first event of the bicentennial celebrations. It was the 2011 Bicentennial Review and Jane Barnes Cat Dance.
And you know what's incredible? There were, I think mayors, police officers, attorneys, doctors. I mean, these are upstanding
city councilors,
upstanding citizens in our community volunteered to do this, to let local salons and other organizations, make them up, dress them up.
Yeah. The first year we had like gowns, and it was very kind of formal and very, well, compared to today, it was kind of sedate, but not really, as people were jumping. We pranced them. The first year we pranced them down an 8-foot catwalk, and the next year it was the 16-foot catwalk, and now we have a 24-foot catwalk. So they're walking into the audience and dancing and strutting their stuff.
And people are whooping and hollering and just having such a good time.
Yes.
So you call them Gentleman Janes, correct?
I do. I call them typically, until this year, we've only had men. So I call them Gentleman Janes. I haven't quite found the perfect name for the women, because I'm introducing women this year, and it's going to be great, because the women that we have walking are going to,
it's rock one of those things catwalk. you just really have to be there to experience it.
Right.
I know some friends of mine came from Portland one year, and they said, that is now something we're never going to miss. We're always going to come to this.
Right.
It is, because it is just a highlight, because we've never laughed so hard. So who are some of the, so what's going to happen at the actual event? It's a fundraiser for the Downtown Association. It's at, it's on Saturday, April 2nd at the Astoria Event Center downtown.
Mm-hmm. Doors open at 7. Show hopefully starts at 7:30.
Okay.
Maybe fashionably late, but not too
much. Okay, all right. But that's all right, because then we have an MC. I think it's Dulcie Taylor, but maybe it's someone who looks like Dulcie Taylor.
Yes.
The Calibration this year? Or?
Yeah.
Calibration, yeah.
Calibration, who talks, who says some kind of amusing things. And so there's an auction also?
There's a live auction. So we walk half of the Janes. I'm just going to call them all Janes. Walk half of the Janes, and then we have a live auction, and then we walk the second half. And we have actually we have food, beer, wine, and cocktails, specially made cocktails by
Pilot House
Spirits.
So you buy your ticket, which gets you your admission.
Yes.
And then once you're there, you can buy a beautiful drink from Pilot House Spirits. You mm-hmm. can get food.
Yep.
And generally, people bring lots of dollar bills because they love to stuff those dollar bills in the garters of the Janes.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And
well, that's something that happened kind of naturally the first year, right? Was
well, we didn't expect it.
People just started sticking dollars, and now it's become like this kind of unspoken competition between the guys behind the stage.
So. Yeah.
Right. So family and friends. Of course, that's the thing. That's why you want to get your tickets right away, because lots of family and friends get their tickets immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would like to say that all the we have general admission tickets, which put you, if you know the event center, in the bleacher seats up. I mean, they're comfortable, but they're up above. But all the other seating on the floor is reserved.
Okay.
And so you have you can choose your seat and actually, our VIP tickets, you get table service, so you can just sit there and enjoy yourself and have the lovely Greg Cross and Christy Cross deliver food and drink to you.
And you can buy your tickets at Old Town Framing in downtown Astoria.
Only at Old Town Framing.
That's the only place you can get your tickets, unless you call the station right now, because we have two right here. And don't miss this opportunity, really, because you're not only supporting Coast Community Radio, you're supporting the Downtown Association. So two things and one phone call. So we have two tickets for the Jane Barnes Review here in the studio. Call 503-325-0010, or if you're out of the area, 800-518-0010. Do you need any volunteers for Jane Barnes? Because I know people who work who volunteer love it.
I think we're looking pretty good. Maybe a couple spots. We actually do need help with setting up on Friday, April 1st.
Okay.
We have two different shifts, a 10 to 2 and then a 2 to 6. So the 10 to 2 is more like the manual labor, kind of setting the tables.
Right.
And then the 2 to 6 is more of decorating and getting everything looking show ready. They can email me, or actually they can just go to the website, storiedowntown.com, and there's more information about the event, and my email is on the website.
Right, and
then
let's encourage people to go to the website, which you've just done some work to, and if you just Google Astoria Downtown,
mm-hmm.
it'll take you right there.
It should, or it's storydowntown.com.
Storydowntown.com. That's right. Just write storydowntown.com.
We just updated it so it's mobile ready, so you can look at it in your mobile device.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about who are some of the gentlemen Janes, and what other things do you want to talk about HDHD?
Well, I just want to mention a couple names that people might be interested in. One is this gentleman walked last year, Brad Smithart. He owns the Ark Arcade. He's pretty crazy. He had two outfits on last year and stripped down from the first one to the second
and
one on stage.
And the high heels were pretty amazing.
Yes, the high heels were amazing. Cole Janish from Farmers Insurance, very pretty, and he's got a rockin' outfit this year. Jean-Marc Bourguignon. I don't know how you say his last name.
Jean-Marc.
Jean-Marc from 42nd Street Cafe.
Okay.
Who's now going to be working in Astoria. We love that. Some women, the lovely and talented Dinah Urell will be walking the catwalk this year. Mary Blake from Seaside will be walking the catwalk.
Jessamyn Grace.
I'm very excited. And we actually have a twins act. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but we will actually.
Okay. There are always surprises there.
Yes. Yes. Do you want me to?
No, I think we actually need to talk.
We have some city staff.
City staff.
City staff. Sean Fitzpatrick.
Sean Fitzpatrick. We have the two gentlemen rare volunteers in our community are walking the catwalk.
You know what I love? It's young and old. It's such a variety, and the costumes, and they're having so much fun with it.
Right.
That it's just it's hilarious is the word to use.
I just want to read you quickly some of the. They have to have stage names. So their stage names are derived typically by the street they grew up on and their first pet.
Really?
So I have Wiggles Labisky, Jinx Francis, Otilla Bruford.
And that's the thing.
That's very southern.
Who is? Wait, I don't. Do I recognize that person? Okay.
So we have programs. So you will see them in the program, but it'll be just a little teeny tiny head, and if you can, you'll see these people like after the event on the street, and you'll go, "You look familiar to me, but your hair is different." And I just want to talk a little bit about the some of the auction items too.
Yes, please, because we just have a few minutes left.
Yeah. We have Dirk and Amanda Roan have donated two items, which I think are really cool. One is a barbecue out at the cow farm.
Yes.
Yeah. And one is a ride in the what I'm calling the Brownsmead Whaler. It's a Boston Whaler, and they will take you out on the river in the Brownsmead Whaler.
That's
pretty cool.
That's a great auction item.
Last year we had an event. It was a cocktail party at the Armingtons with Patsy Ozer reading stories to us. It was a rockin' time. I mean, we had to add people because so many people wanted to come. It was brilliant.
So you have events and services and experiences?
Yeah, totally. I also have a...
Oh, did those tickets just go?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, whoever called in. Yay, you just scored two Jane Barnes tickets.
We also have, since we partner with the City of Astoria a lot, I went to the City of Astoria and said, hey, what can you give me for auction items? So I have some really cool things, and some of them are passes to the Aquatic Center. Some of them, one of them is an experience to go with a police officer to the shooting range and shoot a big gun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other is a hike up to the headwaters of the watershed, which you can't get to as a regular citizen.
Ooh,
so that's with
creative rare.
We're trying to plan a picnic lunch with that. So, I mean, we've got some really cool items. We've got Canary Pier with a bunch of presents attached to that. We've got experiences. We like to do experiences.
Yeah, I mean, people want experiences. Yeah. That's true. Absolutely. And also, we want to say a thank you to the folks who dress up and get all these Janes ready. Oh, my gosh.
Malama Day Spa is instrumental. They do the lashes and the lips and the blush for all the guys.
Right.
And then Sadi and Betsy from Salon Verve. And
Tiana from T-Paul's. Danny. Yeah.
Town is amazing. You just would be hard-pressed to ever find a little community that's quite like this.
And actually, we go to Deja Vu and Garbo's if we need more outfits.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's really a local hometown show.
It's totally.
Yes. And thank you both so much. Any last thing you want to say because we're just right now out of time?
I forgot to mention more details about the Shop and Hop, but again, they can go online. Anyone can go online, astoriadowntown.com. It kicks off on Friday, March 18th through the 26th, and it's a lot of fun. You make purchases. You get to pick Easter eggs. That'll take you to other businesses with prizes or offers or discounts. So.
Right, and this is another great thing that the Downtown Historic District Association does. Shop and Hop.
Just
in time for Easter.
Buy your tickets.
Just in time for Easter. Anything else, Dulcie?
That's it. Please come buy a ticket. They're going fast.
Yep, Old Town Framing. That's where you can get your tickets. And thank you again, Leslie from Astoria. Thank you so much for renewing your membership. We're so grateful. Thanks to all of you who listen to KMUN Coast Community Radio. And I really hope that you will call and pledge your support. All through the day, we have amazing programming. So we're going to trust and count on the fact that you are going to allow us to continue to be here doing this and making this community even greater every day. So thank you so much, Kate. Kate Brister's been our engineer today. I also want to express my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. And until next week. You know what to do. Find a moment for yourself today, today, today. Take a deep breath. It just makes everything better. It helps your body, helps your mind, helps everything. And then with gratitude, focus on the good things that are working in your life, on feeling good despite the news. Just focus on those things which you can control in your life and give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, you are, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.